A quick note before we begin. Today's episode contains scenes depicting anxiety and duress. Please stay safe, and thank you for wandering with us.
The Wanderer will begin after these short messages. Thank you for your support.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Before today's episode, we wanted to share a trailer for a podcast that we adore. It is an actual play podcast called The Chimera, and their most recent season, Gallows Hill, is a delightful story about the group of community service volunteers who work on the more magical side of Salem, Massachusetts. Take a listen.
Who will you find on The Chimera?
A light-eating space monster.
An immortal Irish witch.
A haunted swordsman.
A 7-foot-tall heretical catman.
A living financial instrument.
Hamster people?
Chinchilla people.
Chinchilla people, excuse me.
The human hacker, gadgeteer, and technophile.
A galactic lawyer from the wrong side of the Akashic Bleed.
An animalistic fairy running from her past.
A hipster Sonny and Cher kind of thing.
A mummy cat who's into urban planning and sacred geometry.
The bog witch of Zed.
The honorable Lord Mayor.
The long-awaited prince, Lord of the Magic Kingdom of Orlando.
It's Kalili. Docent of the Gallery of Supposed Horrors.
Sort of like a rhino centaur, almost.
A bright red mustachioed land manatee.
Janelle Monáe.
Yeah, she's Janelle Monáe. Exactly. This is the halfling Janelle Monáe.
The Chimera. Unexpected characters in unlikely situations. Find us on your favorite podcast app, online at thechimera.space, or on Twitter at ChimeraPod.
This episode of The Wanderer was produced on the stolen lands of the Massachusetts peoples. If you enjoyed today's episode, consider joining us in making a donation to the Massachusetts Center for Native American Awareness, working across Massachusetts to preserve Native American arts and cultural traditions. You can make a donation today at mcnss.org/donate. Thank you. The Wanderer is made possible by the generous support of all of our incredible patrons. We'd especially like to thank Marin Schroeder, Charles Gustine, Jeff Van Driesen, James Oliva, Kristen Tallis, Morgan Ainsley, thanks Mom and Dad, and Haley Casey. If you'd like to help support independent storytelling and hear your name before each episode, visit patreon.com/pondersproductions and join us today. Would be nice if the wander always started in the morning after a restful night's sleep. But of course, scarcity drives action when your existence and the life of your loved one is on the line. It's not really safe to wander at night. It's certainly not safe to wander without having slept, but safety and survival are rarely kin. When the wander calls in the middle of the night, I try to get up and go. When I've been at it all day and the pulse of the forest licks at my heels and spurs me on into the darkness. I push myself to follow. I don't know when I'll catch it again. I don't know when I'll see him again. So I go. I press on. I wander even when it's late at night, even when I'm prone to fall for the forest tricks and trials, even when I'm prone to make a mistake. There's a part of me that wants to be proud of the long stretches, proud of the endurance, of the distance, proud of going so long without food, without sleep, forgetting to drink water, forgetting that my body has limits, that my feet can only take me so far, proud that I can keep going beyond the pain, until the consequences. And there are always consequences. This wander started when the sun was only the smallest sliver on the edge of the horizon, and the forest still kept her own darkness. This wander continues on, though the sun set 3, maybe 4 hours ago, and the forest now shares her darkness with the world. Is that you? It's him. Facing away from me. 100 feet on, it's his hair, his body, his... him. It's him. I'm sure, or... closer to see his face.
Careful, careful now.
Andrew! Andrew! His back is turned, but it's him. Scream and he wouldn't hear me. The wind is carrying it away, and I can't move forward without cutting the forest. Not away, please. He's right there. Please. Please. Thank you. Andrew! 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 Andrew? 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 Why can't he hear me? Why won't he turn around? Why won't he let me see his face? I'm right here. Why can't he hear me? Why can't he hear me? never take my eyes off of him. I can only ever see the back of his head. Like he's turning away. But I never see him move. I go right past him. Still, he's facing away. So close. I am so close. I could get to him if I could. Maybe I could just one step closer. Maybe he could hear me. Maybe I could. Maybe I could. Just one step closer. Maybe he could hear me. Maybe I could. And then I take a step. A cut. And the forest always cuts back.
The Wanderer is written and sound designed by T.H. Ponders. Produced by Jordan Stillman. Show art and design is by V. Silverman. Additional art by Olivia Lee. Transcripts and full credits for each episode are available at callofthewander.com. Ad sales and marketing support by Fable and Folly. Our special thanks goes out to Sean Howard, Russ Moore, Christina Orlando, Elka Carl, Jeff Van Driesen, and Chad Ellis. If you're enjoying the show, consider donating $1 a month over at patreon.com/pondersproductions. You'll get behind-the-scenes content, early access to the episodes, and other occasional bonuses. Again, that's patreon.com/pondersproductions. We want to know more about you and what's important to our listeners. If you can, take a second and fill out our short survey at fableandfolly.com/survey and tell us a bit more about yourself, the shows you listen to, and your podcast listening habits. This really helps us when it comes to funding our show, and it's super short and shouldn't take much of your time. Plus, you'll get some pretty awesome digital thank you gifts from all the shows on the network. Again, that's fableandfolly.com/survey. Please stay safe, and thank you for wandering with us.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It happened in the quiet town of Podunk, an ages-old family mystery.
What happened with Great-Grandpa? Why won't you talk about it?
Because there's nothing to say, Nintan.
Begets an unprecedented paranormal event.
Help, brother!
Poltergeists.
My lamp attacked me. It was hovering the air. It unplugged itself and came at me.
Mind control.
Why is that crow smoking a cigarette?
Okay, we're playing inside today.
Zombies.
I could have gotten out of here on my own.
You were hiding in a coffin.
It was a good disguise.
Extraterrestrials.
You've seen them too? I've been observing them for days.
I beat up aliens with my baseball bat.
Children with psychokinetic powers.
I let that little light of mine shine, Mama. And it melted the darkness away.
And that's just the beginning.
Introducing Mother, She Wrote, a travelogue diary through the biggest cult phenomena in video game history, the Mother series, as it's called in Japan, and Earthbound, as it's called everywhere else.
Each episode, we recount the story through immersive audio drama as it's lived by the characters, unpacking the surreal adventures, tear-jerking moments, and what it all means.
If you're new to the series, we'll take you beyond the controller and into the story.
And if you're a longtime fan, relive these tales like never before and learn fascinating new facts about your favorite games.
Find Mother, She Wrote on your favorite podcast player and at mothershewrote.earth.